time to rise.
Show. Wake that ass up. 5 to 10 a.m. on 97.9 The Box.
You guys are the greatest.
97.9 The Box in the morning. Ian LeVan Zandt is in the studio with us.
Yeah,
good morning.
Yes,
she came over here and she said something nice about me and not about anybody else.
No.
It's okay. We're not beautiful.
No, JQ was actually excited. And man, she kissed me downstairs.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
She kissed me on my cheek.
You that, okay, that's it that right now.
Now, they know what they... Well, you know, you're we not, have to clarify for him. You're right. Now, right. For our audience, we have to clarify
on Twitter.
Him. Yeah.
She was kissing the man, tonguing him down.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So we had to clarify. We did have to clarify. We did do that.
But what a beautiful thing. I want your listeners to know that I am sitting in the studio with 1, 2, 3, 4... 5 beautiful men, and that's what I said to you when I
you
saw
say
you.
That.
Aren't you beautiful?
Without 34 kids.
Without 34 kids. 8 kids among 5 men.
Jay
I think that's a good thing.
One of the other guys, because there's really 6 of us, he's not here. He is on reflection period, not vacation. It's called reflection time.
Okay. Mental health?
Yeah, so he's not here, but he's going to hate that he missed you because he knows all your quotes.
Oh, really?
Better than anybody here. Whatever you wrote, he's read it. I'm surprised you know what? He didn't know. He didn't know.
Yeah.
But right now, he's probably listening like, he's mad. He's a little upset.
I can do it.
Because he truly is a fan. He can do quotes the whole nine.
You have to do your work. You must do your work.
No, so you got beloved.
Beloved
you
is.
You must do your work.
Beloved. Uh-huh. You must do
it. Uh-huh. We just talked about that word, beloved. We won't dig into it. When she used beloved, we know it means something totally different.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? There was a website. I don't know if it's still up. And they had everything that beloved means.
Wow.
Depending upon the tone of voice.
Really?
Beloved will mean this, you know, like beloved, that means fool, you know,
right? Okay.
Beloved, that means come on, baby, you know. So they had all of these different things that beloved
have to use means. That and start using that term in here more often.
Yeah,
beloved.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Y'all two knew what that meant.
Yeah, I felt that.
Beloved. Now you're in town. What are you in town for this week?
We're in town for Oprah's Life You Want tour. Mm-hmm. It's going to be today and tomorrow. With myself and, of course, Miss O, mm-hmm. and Elizabeth Gilbert, author of Eat, Love, Pray. Rob Bell, who is the author of the video Numas. So we're all here just inspiring people to come out and talk about how to create the life you want.
How, when you look back on everything that you've done in your life, what is that one achievement that you did where you're like, I did that. I'm very proud of that particular moment with all of the things because you've done so many things. You've touched so many people in various ways. But what's the one thing that you look back that makes, you know, that warms you up inside that? Yeah, I did that.
I held on to my kids. Ooh. And I kept them together because I was young and I was in and out of difficult relationships. But I never separated my children. I kept them with me. Now, I don't know how crazy that made them, but because I went through some crazy stuff. And I say that because it's so easy today for people. You know, I was a grandmother who raised children, for grandmothers to raise kids or kids to be left all over the place. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's cultural, but I held on to my kids, all three of them.
When you look at our culture now, what do you think? Maybe it's a couple of things. Maybe it's just not one thing you can put your finger on. What has happened? Has there been a change, particularly with people of color?
Yeah.
Has something happened where there is a disconnect with us?
Yeah. I think three things. Number one is the elders stopped doing their job. You know, I was afraid of two things in my life. A zit on my face and my grandmother.
Right.
I didn't want to deal with either one of them two things. Right. I didn't want no zits, and I did not want to have to deal with my grandmother.
That's right.
Because she was the matriarch. She did the work, and answering to her was either answering to her or breaking her heart. Either one was not a possibility. Mm-hmm. I think as elders, we stopped doing our job, even though the elders are now 36 and 40.
But
you stopped setting the example. Mm-hmm. That's what my grandmother taught me, how to iron, how to wash clothes on a scrub board, how to make rolls, how to sift the flour for the cake, how to get the chicken brown on both sides. My grandmother demonstrated certain things to me, not my mom, but my grandmother. Mm-hmm. And when elders stop doing their job and stop holding the line, when you come home and grandma's drunk, this is a problem. Mm-hmm. I think the other thing that we stopped doing was telling the truth. We don't tell the truth anymore. We tell what we think we need to tell to please somebody else or avoid conflict or to make the other person happy. We stopped telling the truth. The other thing we stopped doing was forgiving. We just got mean and nasty, and we don't give people the benefit of the doubt, and we don't forgive.
Why do you think we don't forgive?
Because I don't, Rob. I don't.
I said we. You just kind of took.
I know
you because
I know where this forgiveness thing, where it gets ready to go every day, whenever the word pops up. I know where it gets ready to go. I know you couldn't wait to have her come in here. I know she wrote the book about forgiveness. I know it's getting ready to go on, Rob.
I didn't. I just asked her one simple question.
Go and let her answer this.
Why don't we forgive?
Because we think that forgiveness is about the other person. We think that if you do something to me, that if I do forgiveness, it's for you and about you. When the truth is, forgiveness is for me and about me. What you did, you did. What makes me suffer are my thoughts, my feelings, and my beliefs about what you did. So we don't need to forgive people. We need to forgive what's going on inside of ourselves, and most of us don't know how to do that. So that's why we don't forgive.
Why you? I saw you corner me, man, with the eye, dog.
Then
you try to like stare away real quick.
I'm about to post this picture on Twitter.
I feel like, you know what? I don't usually do anything to cross you. So if you cross me, I don't forgive.
But you know what? You're saying if you cross me, and the truth of the matter is people do what they do based on who they are and the information that they have. And that ain't got nothing to do with you. Now, in the process of me, doing what I'm doing, no matter how dysfunctional or crazy or, you know, unnatural it is, it's about me. It ain't about you. Now, in the process, I may cross you, hurt you, do whatever, but I didn't start out for that. I'm just doing what I do.
Right.
And so you make it about me crossing you when it's really about you infusing yourself in my process. I'm just being my crazy old self.
Right.
And in that process, you make it cross. But it's holding on to stuff like that if you cross me. Look, I'm just trying to manifest my own level of craziness, dysfunction, whatever it is. Here it is. People do what they do based on who they are and the information they have at the time. In the process, they may hurt or harm or betray or cross others, but that's not the original intention.
Man, she just fixed your life, Hatter.
She fixed
your life, Hatter.
Oh, yeah,
you fixed.
This is gonna take an hour.
Episode over. You good.
Now, speaking of like fixing my life, do you ever do follow-ups with some of the people like T.O.? You know, do you hear from him again or DMX?
DMX, no, I have not heard from
him. We didn't think so.
I did not hear from DMX. Of all the guests I've done, the only thing that Mr. Earl demonstrated was that he wasn't willing and he wasn't ready. Mm-hmm. I know it looked like he was fighting me, but he really wasn't. He wasn't willing and he wasn't ready to do the work because it wasn't about me. You know, he was the one with the challenge, not me.
No.
T.O. is fine. I hear from all of them. You know, one day we're going to do a roundup of
where are they now?
Yeah.
Now, do you really like get upset? Because I see a lot of times, you know, like you just ready to walk off. You hit that bus and you're like, I'm out of here.
Right.
I don't even want to deal with y'all fools, no beloveds, no more. Is it really?
It's not upset. It's like, I'm not going to fight you to heal you. That's like you come, you say, doctor.
But aren't you supposed to fight them to try to help them heal?
They got to be willing. They got to be ready. And what happens is by the time I get there, people have made up what it's going to be. But when I touch that sore spot, then they want to fight me. And I'm not going to fight you. You got to be willing. You got to surrender.
I would think that there has to be a little bit of fight for you to get through to really touch the core of the person. There has to be a little bit of that fight to make them realize, okay, now I'm ready to submit.
Well, you know, I'll stand and box with you. That kind of fight, and I've done that. You've seen that. Yeah, I'm right up in your world. You get off on me, I'm going off on you.
Yeah, I was scared on that DMX special. Yeah. I said a couple of prayer for man. Please don't let them have to end the episode. Not like that. Please. Don't go out like that. Please.
Bang, bang, bang. You know,
please. Like,
coming up.
But it's when they become, when they attack me, mm-hmm. not from a place of fear, but just a personal thing, or when they refuse to do the work, that's when I'm like, okay, I'm out. I'm not dealing with you.
How did you know you had the inside? I was getting ready to say the word power, but how do you know you have that thing inside you where you're able to connect with people on that level where they're able to give it up to you? Because everyone cannot do that. There has to be some kind of special gift that you can draw certain things out of people. Did you know that you had the gift to do this? Is something that you developed over time? Because people, they see you. I bet a person will come up to you and they'll be willing to tell you their whole life story.
Spill their guts Walmart.
Right, which I know sometimes you don't want that, baby.
No,
I'm just here
not to
get my milk and roll out. No. But you have that kind of aura when they see you, like, I want to tell you everything. I know you can help me and heal me.
Yeah.
Did you know you had this?
No. I'm a trained attorney. I did criminal defense for 7 years.
So you can read people.
Well, yeah. You know, critical thinking. I think what the gift is for me is I've done three things. Number one, I've told myself the truth about myself, the good and the bad. I've forgiven myself for the things that I could have done better and didn't. And I'm very transparent. I don't have anything hidden. So when I look at you, I see me. You know, as a coach, that's the first skill we learn. Every client that sits in your chair is going to bring your issues to the forefront. So when I look at you, I'm looking for the part of me that I already know. And so you can't tell me anything about it because I've told myself the truth about it. And I've forgiven myself for it. So when I see it in you, I'm calling it. And it's usually shocking.
Wow.
Now, I know you have the book about forgiveness. And since we keep hitting that word, keeps popping up. How did you forgive yourself? Because we have all done things that we give ourselves a very hard time for.
Yeah.
And I don't know. How do you start that process and say, you know what? I did that. Yeah. Probably shouldn't have done it, but it's done. And start the process of trying to forgive yourself for that.
That's the place where you said, I did that, I shouldn't have done it. That's the wrong question. I did that. What was I going for? Why did I do that? What was I thinking? What was I feeling? What was I believing that led me to do that? I learned it three ways. With my sister, who was older than me and wanted to tell me how to live my life when I was grown. And so rather than say to her, you're not the boss of me. I walked away and didn't speak to her for 3 years. And the next time I saw her, she was dead. Wow. I got real clear real quick. My brother, who was cross-addicted to drugs and alcohol from the age of 16, he would get drunk at night and call me every holiday telling me the same story. And I said to him, I'm not going to do this with you. Either call me and be sober or we're not going to speak. And he got angry and I didn't speak to him for 5 years. And then when I did reconnect with him, he died 6 months later. So I was grateful that I had changed from my sister to my brother. Right. And I knew how to reconnect. And then I spent 40 years in a relationship with a man telling myself that I loved him, I loved him, I loved him. Where the truth was, he was helping me work out my unhealed issues with my father. So when he left me for somebody else that I knew, I had to really look at, well, why did you stay in this thing for 40 years? What were you really doing? And I had to tell myself the truth. What was I really going for? I could have been mad at him for going off and being with another woman. But I had to look at me. Because not only was he with me, I was with him.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. In that story, and I never heard this part before, you say he went off with somebody you knew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter. He left me. He decided he Wait. Took control of his life. That's what he did.
It got to matter a little bit. Because if it's somebody I know, I got to swing on somebody,
no.
right?
No.
I'm sorry, Ms. Van Zandt.
And I'm sure you weren't on that forgiveness tip right then just
well,
yet.
Not yet.
Somebody needed to be swung. Okay, see, that's why maybe I just need to get the book, man.
It's an online course, too, right?
Yeah, it's online, six weeks.
You can do it right there in the house.
I'm going to walk you through the process. Right, in your underwear.
And thank you, Ms. Vance.
Didn't need that visual. Did not need that visual. Did not need that visual. Okay. No.
But I like to be comfortable. Leave her alone.
But it's true. You know, the reason we have a difficult time forgiving is because we're looking out at the other person and what they did or what they didn't do and what they shouldn't have done. When what we need to do is look at ourselves and say, now, why did that matter to me?
Wait a minute. So that means you can have a conversation with this man and that woman?
Yeah. I did. I just had one the other day.
It's about forgiveness.
Can y'all give her a round of applause? Yeah. Man, that ain't there. Y'all, I mean, I knew my audience knew that. I ain't there. I got some work going. I hope it ain't got to be another 40 years. Maybe I just take the course and see. I hope you got a quick course. I need about a week because I ain't nowhere near that.
Six weeks. We're going to slow walk it. And see, that's what happens. We want this thing to be fast
right
and quick.
That.
But we're going to walk it through step by step so that you develop the skill and the practice of learning how to forgive. And understand that forgive means forgiving and for receiving love. And the less upset you have with people, the more love you can give and receive.
Man, let's get that thing.
Man, can you do this on PayPal?
We're going to pass it around. As soon as she walk out of here, we can go ahead and do a download, bro. Go on and get that download going. I already got the book in front of me already, boy. I like, you know what I'm saying? I won't be overly obvious. I'm like, I got the iPad on ready. I'm downloading everything. So you got the. So do I need more of the online experience, or is the book going to just get me where I need to be?
I would say do the online experience.
Okay.
I would say that. Because much of what's online is in the book. But online, there's a community. You get to post things on the community board. You get to go into the forgiveness library and look up skills and tools that you can use. I mean, we've really put this thing together in such a way that if you are willing and if you are committed, it's going to change who you are at the cellular level.
Okay. Wow. Now, tomorrow, will you be dealing with any of that, or are you on a totally different mission with the Life Weekend with Oprah?
Ms. Tomorrow, Oprah. We're looking at how to create the life that you want and some skills and tools. You know, we each offer something different. But some skills and tools that you
I'm sorry,
can use.
Don't y'all feel like y'all about to float away or something? Yeah. Is it? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to stop, but yeah. I just feel like I was about to float. Every time she talk, I just feel like.
I feel like peace, yeah.
I feel a warmness in my body and everything. I don't even feel like working
That's
no more right now.
This.
I might be done with the show. It's Friday. Rob G be in the mix for the rest of the show. I just feel, I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry, yeah. Man. I'm sorry. I had to say that.
I don't know. Everybody says that.
It's like walking on cotton candy.
I don't know what it is. I just felt warm. Because I've never see all these guys with this kind of attention that they're like,
she's saying some good stuff.
We don't even got no questions. We just making up. We just trying to make up stuff. Now I just feel this warmth, and I'm like, just make her talk a little bit more longer. I don't care what she's talking about. I just feel it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Is that good?
Well, that is good.
That is okay. Well, that's
wonderful.
That's good. Maybe that's the gift. Mm. Yeah, but I'm from Brooklyn, so it's up in there. I've just trained it. You know, I don't let her out too often because she's rough around the edges.
I know this seems like it consumes so much of your life. What does Miss Van Zandt love to do when she's not taking care of the rest of her family and the world and making them feel good about themselves?
Watch Law and Order reruns like I've never seen them.
Hold up, man.
Is the best.
The original. Okay.
I like the reruns. I don't never watch the new
me
one.
Me either. I don't. I
hold
do
up, hands up high. I feel.
And
up.
I make soap. I'm a soap maker. I have a line of natural body soap made out of African black soap, the Masterpiece body wash line. And I make
you can
it,
buy that?
Yeah, you can
really
Masterpiece body wash.
Okay.
And each one is made with herbs and essential oils designed to create a certain energy around your body.
I'm for no other than that.
And I have one called Peace and Calm.
We just had some regular soap.
I need that too.
Peace and Calm.
Can we mix them all together at the same time?
But let me tell you why I made the Peace and Calm. I made the Peace and Calm for people who are doing forgiveness work. Because when you start digging and you start digging up those feelings and thoughts, and you need to be peaceful. So the herbs are in there. And I make it with my own hand in my kitchen. You know, really. Because I want to maintain the integrity of the product. I pray over the water. I grind the herbs. I cure the soap with music, because music will change the molecular structure of stuff.
What does Miss Van Zandt, musically, what does Miss Van Zandt feel?
Feel? What do you mean?
Feel musically. What's your go-to?
What's my go-to? MJB. Mary J. Blige.
So I'm going to get some Mary J. Blige with that soap. Is it the My Life?
No, that's
or is
not
it?
That's not what I put in the soap, but I'm a I'm an MJB devotee. I am, you know, Kim, Jill Scott, NDIRE. I mean, gospel, Yolanda Adams, Hezekiah Walker.
Has any rap product ever fallen out of your hand? Like, I'm going to go ahead and check that one out.
You better lose yourself in the music the moment you want it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow.
Hold up, Eminem.
Hold up. That's my theme song.
Wow, Eminem's over like, hold up, man. She just quoted my stuff.
Yeah. I mean, really, that is powerful.
Yes.
Powerful stuff. I like some ludicrous stuff. Here's my problem. I come from the old school, so it takes me a while to figure out what they say.
Well, what's the old school rap stuff that you like?
Oh, what? A hip, the hop, the hibbity, the hibbity, hip, hip, gang hip, on me. Hip, the hop.
Don't stop the rock to the bang, bang, boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogity bee. Okay, all right. You go old school all day. I'm with you. We need to hang out sometime, girl. Save my soul and get a little hip hop in there too. Thank you for being here. Okay, go through everything. They got the Oprah deal that's going on this weekend. Yeah. Are tickets still available by the way?
Oh, absolutely. The Life You Want weekend tour with here in Houston. Absolutely. I think it's at, where is it at?
Toyota Center. It has to be at the Toyota Center. Center. Right. That's got to be a place big enough to handle Oprah and all her followers. So it has to be the Toyota Center.
And she is fabulous. You know, I mean, you really get to see her in
a way really that.
She really is cool.
Girl, you can tell the truth.
No, she really is.
She ain't. You can tell us.
Let me tell you how cool she is. All right. The first thing she will do is take her shoes off. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
And she'll eat with you. I mean, really, she really is cool. And it upsets.
She don't act off because she like the richest woman in the world. She don't never.
You would never know that. You would never know that.
What's it like palling around with her across the country?
Well, we don't pal around. I mean, she is Oprah Winfrey. You
know? Don't get it twisted, player.
Right. Do not get it twisted. You know, she's cool. But you know what? I give her the respect that she deserves. I give her the space that she deserves. I had to make friends with her security people so I could move in close.
Right. No doubt.
Because, you know, they're like stopping everybody. That's right. You know, and that's their job. Mm-hmm. But I've spent time with her. She's a down-to-earth sister woman, really. And she'll ask you questions, and she's funny, and she tells you things. So she really is, it really disturbs me that people have this vision of her and will, in a moment, just eat her alive. When you think that this is a woman of color, a black woman out of Kosciuszko, Mississippi, who now owns a television network and is doing good work on that network.
Yeah,
and
to
me, you know, we all owe it to her to lift her up the way we owe it to Kathy Hughes, who owns Radio One. Lift them up. But she's really good. She's good.
I am still warm. Anybody else?
Yeah. And you have the season finale of the
show. Oh, yeah.
You know, the show with Jay and the 37, four children and the 17 women has morphed into a national conversation. And it has been fabulous. You know, we did Jay and his story. Then we talked to the women of his story. Then we found other men in Jay's situation. And that opened up. And then we talked to mothers and fathers. So this week is the final conversation where we're looking at, okay, what do we do next? We talked to the children, some of the children of the men who had multiple kids with multiple women. So we talked to the kids.
Now, when you do those kind of things, you know everyone is not satisfied with the outcome.
Yeah.
You know that it's coming. How do you deal with that? Because everyone is not going to be happy with, oh, I didn't know it was going to look like that, or I don't feel like this person got the help they should have got, or something like that.
You know what? Television and media, it's about words and images.
Mm-hmm.
And if you control the images and the words, you control the minds of the people. You got to know that, you know, I'm with these people 2 and 3 days. You see 48 minutes. So look at what you see before you. Don't get caught up in the story and look at how the person feels and what the person says. And sometimes people go into fear when they're going to see themselves on television, but I always know my intention.
Will Jay be a better person?
Jay is a better person. Now, does he have the skills and tools to build the relationships that he needs with his children and their mothers? That's work he still has to do. But he is a better person because he has more information now. And it's not just about he's been on television. Because, you know, I gave Jay really a run for his money. I was not buying none of his wonderfulness.
How long did it take to go get all those dolls around?
Some of the members of the show, one of the members of the show thought that was too theatrical with the dolls. I said, no, she's trying to make a point,
to
sir.
To him.
Right. It wasn't supposed to be taken literal. It was just to make a point. Uh-oh, I think a person wants to speak.
No, what I was saying is...
I think we know who that person is.
I have four kids, and then holding off my four kids at the same time, I never do that.
But it wasn't a literal exercise. It was.
Wait a minute. I don't believe that's true. How old are your children?
Well, it's almost two generations. They got a 21-year-old and an 18-year-old.
Okay.
Yeah.
But even so, even if you had been away for a while and all of your children came to you at one time to hug you and greet you, you might have one on the leg, one up, two up here, whatever. At least you could get your arms around them.
Yes.
17? Yeah. 25, 30. He, even if they all came at him at one time, he couldn't even get his arms around them. That was the point that I was trying to make.
I guess the only thing is when he's putting down the dolls and you're like, you know, you got your finger in the doll's eye and stuff like that.
But it's to make point. It's to make point.
And even for me, because
I'm glad she's here to explain herself to some of these people around here. I was trying to tell you.
I know our listeners are waiting for this.
Right. You thought I was going to let it slide before she walked out? No, I was not.
But you know, don't forget that one. Even me as a mom, even me as a woman, you know, I had three children.
Yes.
And that was a lot. And I had to say, okay, wait a minute, I'm done with this. Because I didn't mean literally hold on to them, but give them your time, your energy, your affection. And even for me there, I'd look sometime, one of the dolls would be down on the ground with his butt up in the air, one was under the table.
Right.
I sat on a few.
Yeah.
But the point is, when you take on this many lives, they're going to slip through the cracks. That was the point I was trying to make.
And that's what I told Rob, who just had his second kid. I said, there's a big difference between one and two.
Yeah.
I mean, and you
there's
know.
A big difference between two and 30-fold.
Yes.
And yes.
You're correct.
Now do you understand?
I do understand. I apologize, Ms. Van Zandt.
No, that's all right.
Hatter's like, would she say the same thing if she was in here? I'm like, yeah. And then you came in here. I'm like, probably not.
But I mean, even, you know, there's another show on, 19 and Counting.
Counting.
And those two parents work together. They homeschool. They do all of that. But for most people who live in the city, who live in urban areas, to keep track of that many children, because in fact, if you watch show number 4 or 5, one of the kids now, is the mother claims, may not be Jay's.
Oh.
May not be his child. So there's one in the group that he doesn't even know who it is, and he's never seen him. Mm. Suppose that is his child, and the boy is 11, and he's never seen him. Come on.
11? I just think you're a sucker if you got a kid and you never
calm
seen
down,
him.
Calm down, Rob G. Calm down. It's all about forgiveness.
I just think that's a sucker move.
Rob G, I'm going to need you to get the book.
That head nod is all I needed.
Okay, forgiveness. All this weekend, Oprah's The Life You Want weekend is happening at the Toyota Center. To my understanding, Ms. Van Zandt said there's still tickets available. Anybody know where? No. Toyota ticket box office. You know what to do there. And then the final season finale of
Fix My Life. Saturday.
8 o'clock our time.
Yes. Yeah. And Ms. Van Zandt, let me tell you, you make me feel good to be an American and a citizen. Gosh. Let me tell you, I just went to the Masterpiece website, the body wash. I'm ordering all of these. And look, see, hold on. Let me tell you, I'm going to mix them together. I'm going to draw me a good bath. I'm going to tell you, you got the clearing body wash and pour some of that in there.
Oh, Lord.
You got the energize, because I need that energy. And then you got the masterpiece. I got to keep this masterpiece looking right.
Oh,
you
know what I'm saying? Goodness, really? Not watching here.
Hold on. You got the peace and calm. I'm going to get you a bottle of that, too. You know what I'm saying? Purification. Some of my weekends, I need some purification.
Okay, all right, Jake.
And then they got
the
sweet attraction, so you'd be smelling good. And then the wellness body wash. I'm going to mix
all
that together.
Can you just tell her thank you for that?
I'm ordering this for
real. Can you just say thank you?
Thank you, Ms. Van Zandt.
Can you pray extra hard over his soap?
Okay. Yeah. And I'm gonna order. She got a forgiveness kit. I'm gonna get you that.
Shut up, man. Okay. Thank you.
Ms. Van Zandt, what's one thing we can do today that'll help us improve our lives starting today?
Wow. Okay.
Tell the truth.
All right.
Daddy. Tell the truth about what you want. Tell the truth about what you
want. I need you to start me with something else.
Yeah. That might be the end of this show.
The Man and the Morning Show. Early in the morning. 5 to 10 a.m.
Only on 97.9 The Box.
Love it, man.